Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get up to 2 months of free podcast hosting from my podcast host, Libsyn, with my promo code ABOS. Get your podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Get some helpful stats and get podcasting. Make sure you check out the episode show notes on my podcast page, abolasoul.com, in this episode where you can start podcasting. You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
You are listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Some other guy might give me diamonds and pearls, the kind of things that mean so much to some girls. But in the long run, baby, it's love that really counts. Believe me, it's love that really counts. And baby, after loving you, I'm here to say that no one else will do. Who cares if you don't show me Paris or Rome? As long as you are here, I'm happy at home. Cause in the long run, baby, it's love that really
a mixed stew of soul music, and you heard a classic. That song, It's Love That Really Counts, from Dionne Warwick. This was off of her first album, presenting Dionne Warwick, a debut studio album on Scepter Records that came out in April, on April 10th, 1963. This song was written by the late, great Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And again, this is where the world got introduced to Miss Dionne Warwick. This is Professor T. Love of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Glad to be back, giving you some classic soul and new R&B. Now, I found a duster buster. You know, sometimes those sweet songs are really some B-side songs. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, going way back to 1965 with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, talking about You May Not Love Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Brett Schieber. Get your classic soul and new R&B grooves right here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Of which Harold Melvin is singing lead, and that was on a 45 on the Fila of Soul record label from 1965. This is a precursor to the later iteration of Harold Melvin and Blue Notes, in which the lead singer was Teddy Pendergrass. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed of soul music. You know I'm going to hit you over the head with an old school B-side 45. Coming up next, we got to give you something classic from this legendary man who all in the age of 28, he was a songwriter, he was a producer, and he was a hell of a singer. Mr. Otis Redding, talking about Fa, 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 Sad Song. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Eric B. Turner, and you're listening to Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
All I know, I
from 1966, Otis Redding. Fa, 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 sad song was off of his album, which was his fifth studio album, which would be his last studio album to be released before his death. As you know, Otis Redding, you know, he passed away, you know, in 1967, I believe. And he was killed in a plane crash in Wisconsin. But this album peaked at 73 and at number 5 on the Billboard 200 and the R&B LP charts, respectively. And, you know, this album was a hot album. It was called The Complete and Unbelievable, the Otis Redding Dictionary of Soul. And also on this album was Try a Little Tenderness. We celebrate the legendary Mr. Otis Redding right here on A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to bring you this sweet Detroit soul song, which was written by Tony Hester. And it was done by this group, The New Holidays, talking about maybe so, maybe no. And it also was written by Popcorn Wiley as well. And Tony Hester was a songwriter for the Dramatics as well. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, playing you a classic soul song. And then we're going to play you the revamped version, in which the new version also was just as lovely. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, Maybe So, Maybe No, by the New Holidays, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
Maybe so, maybe no. Could it be that your love was meant for me?
time. The new holidays talking about maybe no, maybe so, maybe no. This was recorded at Soul Hawk Records right out of Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, like I said, it was written by Richard Popcorn, Wiley, and Tony Hester. And here's the new version that was done in 2009 by Mayor Hawthorne. And Mayor Hawthorne is from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And one thing about Michigan, especially for singing, for music, a lot of great musicians, R&B and rock, came out of Michigan. You know, you got Kid Rock, you got Bob Seger, right? And then you had Flaming Embers. Then you have, of course, Motown, and then you had the Dramatics, right? They came out of Detroit. And the Supremes, you know, Marvin Gaye. You know, you had a lot of great Detroit soul, especially Ollie McLaughlin. He had his record company as well. So as well as there was Motown, there were the independent, smaller labels that put Detroit on the map. And Detroit is also known for gospel. A lot of your gospel singers came out of Detroit as well. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, the newer version from 2009 of Maybe So, Maybe No. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Maybe so, maybe no. Could it be that your love meant for me? Maybe so, maybe no. Could it be that your love meant for me? Maybe so. No, I don't know what led me to your love. Was it fate or destiny? Or was it angels from above smiling down on you and me? La la la.
That song is very, very much like the original, and even a more heavier bottom funk groove on it. It is a funk R&B song, Maybe So, Maybe No. You got the 1969 version of that song, and then you got the grooves going at it again. Woo! And, you know, and then what we say, 49 years later, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's great. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song done by Maya Hawthorne, recycling those old 45s, R&B 45s, right here on Ebola Soul, celebrating the new holidays, and Maya Hawthorne and Richard Wiley and Tony Hester, both deceased. But they wrote a lot of great hits back in the 60s and the 70s, right here on A Bowl of Soul. We're going to give you a smooth, slow jam called Sheer Magic by Ice Cold Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Talking about Sheer Magic, produced on Tammy Records, produced by Tony March and Larry Green, right here on A Bowl of Soul, bringing you those slow jams, them B-side slow jams, and you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
On A Bowl of Soul, high fashion, talking about I want to be your everything. And you know, they were picked and employed by Jacques Fred Petrus, who you know was involved with the group Change. And let's peep some history here, because you're going to be surprised who was in this group. In this group was Allison Williams, Just Call My Name, Melissa Morgan, Fool's Paradise, and Eric McClinton. And at the start of 1980, these were the three members in high fashion who were picked by Jacques Fred Petrus. And they all have an interesting musical background. Eric worked as a vocalist with the Mike Theater Orchestra in 1979. Melissa Morgan was a vocalist on Different Clear, you know, the funk group Clear, and Shades of Love, and on Shades of Love, 1982. That was the single off of Clear's album. And Allison, she is the daughter of jazz band leader and trumpet player Bobby Booker, and Allison Williams had done some background work as a vocalist on several albums by Unlimited Touch. I hear music in the streets, right? Before joining the group, right? But as you know, in 1983, Melissa Morgan, she went on for a successful solo R&B career, and she was replaced by Marcella Allen. You know, that's why it's important to know history. You have to know where these people came from before they came to the forefront. A lot of people also have worked as background singers for other groups, and then they got their lucky break. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the group High Fashion, talking about I Want to Be Your Everything. Coming up next, one of the classic groups of the late 70s and the 80s, the Chic Organization, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. Woo! Talking about I Want Your Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Kanya Dawson. I'm hanging out with Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
I want your love. Woo! I love how Nile Rodgers plays that guitar and Bernard kills it on the bass. This was off of the 1978 album called Say Chic, released on Atlantic Records, and it was recorded at Power Station in Manhattan. You know, we had some really heavy recording studios in Manhattan that a lot of great music came out of. And, you know, I Want Your Love. Woo! And off of this album was Les Freaks, Say She, Freak Out! You know, and that's how also we came up with the dance called The Freak. You know, The Freak was a bad dance. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, in terms of this album, it went gold. Platinum, 1 million. You know, United Kingdom, 100,000. Hong Kong, 10,000. France, 100,000. Platinum in Canada. You know, this is a classic album. This album was number one in 1979. Number 30 on a Billboard 200. You know, and listen, the great lead singers, Alpha Anderson, right? Diva Gray, Lucy Martin. Also, check this out. Didn't know this. Luther Vandross. He was singing vocals on this. Backup. Remember, Luther's history is singing as a lead singer and also as a backup vocalist. You know, this was a bad album. Love them. And they really set the standard for R&B and funk. The Chic Organization. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. Coming up next, we got some soul from the legendary Stylistics from 1980, talking about Mine, All Mine. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
We are alone at last. So don't call me no more. Just what
That's hot. That's off of the Stylistics album Closer Than Close from 1981. Hot. You know, Stylistics was still on fire in the 80s. You know, one of my favorite all-time joints from them, not only the classic from the 70s, but Hurry Up This Way Again. That's one of my favorites from the Stylistics. Coming up next, bringing you some classic soul for another hot group, one of my favorite groups from the late 80s and the early 90s, Loose Ends, talking about Stay a Little While, Child. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Put your loving arms around me, boy, and hold me like a wall, a perfect toy. Let me feel that warmth of your embrace. Don't let go. It's just a waste of time, so why pretend when I think you know we're more than friends? Must we let our future
does that still sound like it came out yesterday? Loose Ends talking about Stay a Little While, Child, from 1986. This was off the album called Zagora. Telling you, you know, they were on fire. British R&B band. I call it the Black British Invasion that we had in the mid to late 80s. And this was their third studio album. They had this joint called Slow Down, 'cause I can take the heat. Slow down. Love it. Love it. Woo! Classic. This is classic soul now. 1986. Well, I'm going to leave you with something powerful, but I like it. It's a danceable tune from Juvenile, really called Back That Ass Up. But we're going to play the clean version, Back That Thing Up. You know, recently Juvenile did a mini concert for the Tiny Desk at NPR on July 3rd, and he rocked it out with a live band and Manny Fresh right here on the Bowl of Soul celebrating 50 years. You believe it? 50 years of hip-hop with Juvenile talking about Back That Thing Up. And this is a Bowl of Soul.
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 in the 2000s. Girl, you're working with some back, yeah. This back, yeah. Make it woo to spend this cash, yeah. This last, yeah. Girl, proud with your passion. They mad, yeah. You could ride in a Jag, yeah. With that, yeah. You could smoke a fire bag, yeah. Aggression, yeah. Got money I can flash, yeah. And trash, yeah. I'm a bitch, I'm a player, yeah. Gun spray, yeah. A clear head, a flipper, yeah. Great filler, yeah. Look, I'm just making wood, yeah. I'm out the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a give me low there, on the hard day. You a fool here, broad day, I want to draw day. Hope you can do a trick, yeah, on the stick, yeah. You claiming you want a bitch, yeah, that ain't it, yeah. I'm the daddy with the money, yeah, don't act funny, yeah. Got birds that I'm running, yeah, about 100, yeah. Girl, you look good, want your back that thing up. You a big fine woman, want your back that thing up. Call me big daddy when you back that thing up. Girl, who are you playing with, back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want your back that thing up. You a big fine woman, want your back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You a big fine woman, want to back that thing up. You got a stupid back, yeah. Make me laugh, yeah. Make a player wanna grab, yeah. All the grab, yeah. I'm sweating in the draws, yeah. All log, yeah. Wanna walk it like a dog, yeah. Break you off, yeah. Get money, don't get yours, yeah. That for sure, yeah. You're messing with my nerves, yeah. To the curb, yeah. I know you women know, yeah. Ain't it show, yeah. But the jewelry got some more, yeah. I'm about to flow, yeah. Frank bought the beach, yeah. For the screech, yeah. We be making heat, yeah. After heat, yeah. The chest sitting nice, yeah. I wanna bite, yeah. I can hit it right, yeah. All night, yeah. Wanna bring it to my house, yeah. On the couch, yeah. Knock the out, yeah. Get your mouth, yeah. I wanna see a show, yeah. Bend it low, yeah. Let me run it in the hole, yeah. Make it know, yeah. Girl, you look good, want your back that thing up. Use a big fine woman, want your back that thing up. Call me big daddy with the back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want your back that thing up. Use a big fine woman, want your back that thing up. Call me big daddy with the back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up.
I know you can't stand it. Stick banded, the landing. See the draws handy. Get it, go get it, y'all. Game spitty, y'all. Put the broad on the wall, then I hit it, y'all. Feeling kinda lonely, I'm feeling honey. Put the piece in the middle like Monet. Get sick, plumber chick, and a hummer chick. Beat the what like a brrrr drummer chick. See that pretty cat, look at that. I love a little hoodie rat, that's a fact. Use a big fine hit girl, quit it girl. I'm the brother, brother, the hit it girl.
Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You's a big fine woman, want to back that thing up. Call me big daddy when you back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You's a big fine woman, want to back that thing up.
celebrating 50 years of hip hop with Juvenile, talking about Back That Thing Up from off his album from 1998, 400 Degrees, giving you some New Orleans bounce. You heard at the end Lil Wayne, woo! And you also heard Manny Fresh on this album and especially on this single, Back That Thing Up. I hope you enjoyed this episode, this broadcast of A Bowl of Soul, bringing you some classic soul. And, you know, we dipped into the 45 B-side bag, you know, on this episode. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul. You can follow me on Instagram at PRFTLove. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. You can like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music. And if you want to hit me up, email me. Let me know how you're enjoying the show. Just email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And also, you can definitely download, get some soul to go. Go dig in those archives and get some soul to go by going to abowlofsoul.com. And coming your way very soon will be A Bowl of Soul, abossradio.com. Coming up soon, getting that website together where you can access not only the podcast, you can access the radio, the live radio network, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music Radio Network on Live 365. You can hear nonstop 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week, 365 days of soul. You can also listen to A Bowl of Soul on Rhythm Gold Radio in England. You can go to rhythmgoldradio.com. I'm also on DPS Radio in Columbus, Ohio. You can also check out A Bowl of Soul on legend107radio.com. And I'm also on 105 Jam the Basement in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you can catch A Bowl of Soul on Saturdays, 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 a.m. Eastern, and on Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, and I am on dpsradio.com, like I said, in Columbus, Ohio. I am on at 9 a.m. on Sundays, giving a shout-out to DPS Radio, showing love to A Bowl of Soul, and also, I am reactivated again on the Progressive Radio Network. I was reached out by them, by Miss Catherine Davis, who was a program director for WBAI in New York City. And now she is the program director, station manager for PRN.FM. So make sure you tune in to A Bowl of Soul at 6 p.m. on Fridays on PRN. Actually, it's PRN.live. And make sure you check out the show, you know, by going to PRN.live. And there is a Listen Live number, telephone number. It is 1-641-793-7091. And you can listen to the station that way. So if you don't have, if you have a weak internet connection, you can listen by phone. That's very good. You know what I'm saying? Still like the old transistor radio. But definitely you can catch A Bowl of Soul at 6 p.m. on PRN.live. And that is the Progressive Radio Network. I'm going to give a shout out to them. They put me in their catalog. People love listening to A Bowl of Soul. And that actually is where I got my start. I got my start on the Progressive Radio Network in about, I would think it was 2009. I got my start in November 2009. And I started my first radio broadcast on PRN. So a shout out to PRN. Make sure you check out the show notes where you, if you're interested in podcasting, I am a podcaster on Libsyn, you will get a two months free if you use my promo code ABOS. You heard it correctly. You can get 2 months free by using the promo code ABOS. So go to my show notes for this broadcast at ebolasoul.com. Click on the link in the show notes, and it will go straightly where you can sign up. If you have a voice and you want to get what you want out there to the public, and you got a concept and you want to create your own podcast, make sure you sign up with Libsyn, because they will sign you up with Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. And you also get great statistics that will help you to market your podcast. I have been with Libsyn, I would say, since 2015. So I've been with Libsyn for about 7 years. And they just keep on growing. This is Professor T. Love. I hope you enjoyed A Bowl of Soul. And coming up soon, we'll be having some... I have another show called Conversations with Bowl of Soul. We're going to bring you some brilliant, bright people, beautiful people, doing their own thing, showing love in their work and their creativity. This is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.